about a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill, the first step to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight.
The spending measure passed despite the objections of most Republicans and about two dozen Democrats. It now heads to the Senate. The move to put it on the floor and to pass it with the help of Democrats has brought immediate repercussions for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has now filed a motion to oust him.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A U.S. resolution at the U.N. Security Council calling for a ceasefire in Gaza failed, with Russia and China opting to veto that resolution. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel for meetings is still working on a brokered ceasefire and hostage release deal. He says he expressed to Israel's prime minister that plans for a ground operation in Rafah would be a mistake. And Nashville police say a body recovered from a river is Riley Strain, the University of Missouri student, disappeared 2 weeks ago after a night out with friends. This is ABC News. A new warning for travelers. Hackers say they've uncovered a way to access those key cards to open millions of doors at hotels around the world.
Wired magazine reports there's an urgent push now to fix the flaw. Researchers found security vulnerabilities within the lock's encryption system. They say using a key card, they cracked the code and essentially made a master key. They say the lock company has updated about one-third of the lock so far. In a statement, Dormakaba saying, "Our customers and partners all take security very seriously, and we are confident all reasonable steps will be taken to address this matter."
ABC's Andrea Fujii. It's been a cold start to spring for millions of Americans. You may be feeling it, but the government's new outlook says things will improve. Forecasters predict much of the country will be warmer than normal this April, May, and June, but an unusually wet spring. Spring is possible for most of the South, the Plains, and into the Mid-Atlantic states. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy skies today with spotty snow showers still possible. By tonight, we'll see some clearing as temperatures crash cold. This means we'll see a mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. All ahead of a major snowstorm smacking by Saturday night and throughout Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 27.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The city of Milwaukee is hoping to put regulations on private security guards. Ted Allen has more.
The Common Council passed an ordinance Thursday requiring private security guards to be licensed, bonded, insured, and undergo background checks. City leaders hope it restores trust following an incident last August. William Pinkin, who was working as a security guard at a gas station, allegedly shot Isaiah Allen in the head after Allen left without paying for snack cakes. Pinkin was convicted of homicide in 1990 and spent time in prison.
An idled Wisconsin Rapids paper mill is finally being sold. Sweden-based Billerud purchased the Wisconsin Rapids mill in 2020 after former owner Verso got out of the market. Billerud has been running the converting facility, which turns pulp into finished paper, and will continue to do so, according to a press release. The new owners are expected to auction off and sell the property. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's promotion and education program is a program that supports farmers in growing their advocacy skills so that they can become a voice for agriculture. Promotion and education provides farmers and consumers with an opportunity to network with each other and to share what's important to each of them.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The fire danger risk will diminish significantly now that snow has fallen overnight. Fire crews in Durand and Mondovi have been battling various wildfires this week. According to Durand Fire, the wildfire near the intersection of Highway T and L Pachel Road in the town of Lima on Wednesday burned approximately 80 acres. Firefighters were on the scene for approximately 5 hours. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. No injuries were reported. Pepin County supervisors will be looking for money in the budget to help pay for interpreter fees related to a court case in January. Pepin County Judge Thomas W. Clark told members that a case in January involving a child and two adults that did not speak English has caused the court to use up all of its budgeted amount for interpreter fees. The judge told the board that they should expect a request for the extra money during the April board meeting. Xcel Energy is urging customers to prepare for possible power outages as winter weather returns to Wisconsin. The utility says it's preparing for the incoming storm on Sunday and that customers can help by immediately reporting any outages. Xcel also recommends brushing snow and ice from gas meters to prevent leaks and pressure buildups. The National Weather Service says a large winter storm could affect the region Sunday through Tuesday. Wisconsin will distribute more than $320,000 to improve county forest roads. Governor Evers says the money will benefit more than 900 miles of roadway spanning 24 counties. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the money should help decrease the amount that counties have to pay for road improvements. To qualify, the roads must be located in county forest limits and be open to the public for travel. Swatting would be a felony offense in Minnesota if a new proposal being considered at the Minnesota State Capitol becomes law. Whether swatting is meant as a prank or to get someone in trouble, it is a fake emergency call that brings police and often armed tactical teams called SWAT teams to someone's home or work. It's already a crime to make a false emergency report in Minnesota, but the new law, if approved, would elevate the crime to a felony with up to a year in jail for anyone convicted. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Funding is still available from the Pepin County Health Department for the Nitrate Mitigation Reverse Osmosis Project. Eligible landowners or renters can receive a grant to help install mitigation systems that would remove nitrate from a private well water supply. For more information on the project and to apply, contact the Pepin County Health Department. The new substitute superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District is settling into his new position. Troy Gunderson was named the superintendent during this week's Durand, Arkansas School Board meeting and says his main goal is to keep things running smoothly for the rest of the school year.
We'll really just help the wonderful people already work here just do their jobs and be supportive of them. Make sure that we keep them productive and moving the district forward. Lots of great things going on here in Durand. You want to make sure that the people who are still here aren't overwhelmed with all kinds of things that really aren't supposed to be in their plate, and maybe I can take some of that off of them so that they can serve the children and keep the place moving along.
Gunderson will be in the district 2 days a week and working from home during the rest of the week throughout the end of the school year. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will begin the process of hiring a permanent superintendent March 28th. The Prairie Island Indian community is hoping to open the third cannabis dispensary in Minnesota this year. Tribal leaders announced that they hope to open southern Minnesota's first dispensary this summer after receiving the necessary licenses. The Prairie Island community is considered a sovereign nation, giving it the right to enact its own cannabis regulations. Now, Minnesota is still ironing out the details of a cannabis licensing system, though licenses may be issued beginning as early as next year. A northern Wisconsin county is ready to buy a health clinic that's slated to close. The Rusk County Board of Supervisors voted March 7th to pay $1.6 million for the Prevea Health Primary Clinic, with the contingency that the county would lease the building to a health care provider. The tentative closing date for the sale is April 19th. The clinic in Ladysmith is set to close by April 21st, along with 18 other locations, as Prevea and Hospital Sisters Health System exit western Wisconsin. The ongoing probe into a baby found dead in the Mississippi River more than a decade ago may have found a new focus. The infant known as Baby Angel was found near Winona in 2011. The Winona County Sheriff's Department says forensic evidence may have led them to the baby's mother. The sheriff's office says DNA and forensic genealogy point to a 41-year-old woman who was found in Winona last year. Initial testing using a genetic sample from the woman's trash showed a possible match to the baby's DNA. Investigators are now asking for a warrant to get a blood sample directly from the woman. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Wisconsin is ranked 10th in the nation for singles. The study by Consumer Affairs reports Wisconsin's median income is nearly $71,000, with a lower than average cost of housing, overall cost of living, and low crime rate. Wisconsin has an average size population of singles and the third highest numbers of bars per person in the nation. Meanwhile, neighboring Minnesota ranks 9th best for singles. Illinois is 5th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Cloudy skies today with spotty snow showers still possible. By tonight, we'll see some clearing as temperatures crash cold. This means we'll see a mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. All ahead of a major snowstorm smacking by Saturday night and throughout Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 27.
Plenty of surprises on day one of the NCAA tournament yesterday, including the first major upset of the tournament. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 14th-seeded Oakland, winners of the Horizon League, knocked off 3rd-seeded Kentucky 80-76, sending the Wildcats home in the opening round for the second time in the last 3 years. Pewaukee native Jack Golke was the hero for Oakland. He had 7 threes and 21 points in the first half, 10 threes and 32 points for the game to lead the way. Oakland head coach Greg Campy.
We led the whole game, right? And every time they got the lead, we came right back. If we were pretenders, we would have folded. And that's what Jack meant by that Cinderella thing. We don't look at ourselves that way. We're not pretenders. We believe that we belong here.
The three-point game, no fluke for Golke. Entering the contest last night, he had attempted 322 threes this season and just 8 twos. Marquette tips off today, 1 o'clock against Western Kentucky in Indianapolis. The Golden Eagles will have point guard Tyler Kolek back in their lineup after he missed the last 6 games with an oblique injury. Badgers all excited about James Madison. Coach TJ Bickerstaff telling reporters that he thinks the Badgers are a good matchup for his team. Guard Max Klesman.
Sure, I guess.
yeah, you can say you really like the matchup. At the end of the day, you're going to have to go out there and like lace them up the same way we do. So, you know, we can't wait for tomorrow.
Meanwhile, guard Kamari McGee said this.
Shout out to him, man. He sounds pretty confident, and that's how you got to be making it this far in the March. You got to be confident. So I give my hats off to him. But, you know, like I said, we respect any opponent. We ready for whatever. We lace them up the same way we lace them up with anybody.
Those two teams will tip off at 8:40 tonight. Damian Lillard poured in 30 points and dished out a dozen assists to lead the Bucks to a 115-108 win over Brooklyn at five serve. Giannis returned to the lineup. He scored 21. The Bucks will host Oklahoma City on Sunday night. Badger women will take on Colgate tonight. NCAA Frozen Four semifinals. That is in New Hampshire. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with hair grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The race weekend begins today in Austin. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On-track activity begins today at the Circuit of the Americas Road Course in Austin, Texas. All three of NASCAR's National Series will race on the 20-turn course this weekend. Craftsman Truck Series and Xfinity Series practice and qualifying will take place this afternoon for their races tomorrow, while the NASCAR Cup Series will practice and qualify tomorrow for their race on Sunday. Motor Racing Network will have live coverage of tomorrow's XPEL 225 for the trucks beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Zane Smith has won the last two Truck Series races there, but will not be in the field tomorrow, as he'll compete on Sunday in the Cup race for Spire Motorsports. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Have disposable coveralls and foot covers on the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They may not be fashionable, but they reduce the risk of spreading disease as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
From one farm to another, it's important for livestock producers and farm visitors to think about the health and safety of farm animals. Bacteria and viruses that cause infectious diseases in livestock can hitch a ride on your boots, car tires, and your hands. Biosecurity that includes wearing disposable clothing helps reduce the spread of disease from one farm to another. Covering up can also protect you from pathogens that could make humans sick. Kevin Heitland is a sales manager with AgriPro Enterprises of Iowa. He says the two most important items are coveralls and foot protection. Put on a fresh layer every time you walk into an animal facility.
Just to avoid any type of chance of any kind of disease transfer from one building to the next, it's even important to wear some foot protection between one building to the next and then dispose of it before you go all the way in, you know, your entry points, or even getting into your vehicle, you know, walking to your vehicle and driving to the next farm.
Always have your protective garments on hand and easily accessible. Also consider outfitting the people who visit your farm on a regular basis.
You should, you know, even have foot protection in your vehicle when you're traveling from site to site, so that way you can put them on. Feed truck drivers, they should have them so they can put a new pair on when they come onto your farm with a load of feed. And there should be a place for them to dispose of them there on the farm so they don't have to take them back in the truck and transfer it that way as well.
Once disposable cover-ups are worn, they can be incinerated or tossed in the trash. Learn more on how to dress for biosecurity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
30 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. April down 13 to 1561. May down 4 to 1621. June down 9 to 1690. July down 8 at 1769. Cheese markets were lower again today. Barrels down 4.5 to 142.5. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 139.25. 2-trade a barrel, 13-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 280 and 3/4, 1 trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 110 and 3/4, no trades. Dry whey down 1 to 39.5.
to trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower ahead of the cattle on feed report that is expected to showcase greater placements. Now, the market is uneasy heading into this afternoon. No more cash sales have been reported at this point. Likely some cleanup trade develops ahead of the weekend. Now, feeder cattle also moving lower ahead of that cattle on feed report trade. Won't be able to trade on the report's finding until Monday, and they are cautiously trading it today. Gloomy tones continue to be the market's theme, technically, despite all the fundamental power and support that the market does possess. Hog markets are mostly higher today. Now, without steady and consistent consumer demand, traders have been leery trading into the market. That's somewhat why the nearby month is lower, even though midday pork cutout values are higher. The rib continues to be the wild card. It's $15.93 higher this morning, and that is helping to support some of the hog markets. April live cattle down 62 cents to 187.75. June down $1.02 to 183.47. August down $1.07 to 182.20. March feeder cattle down 72 cents to 250.15. April down 280 to 251.82. May down 252 to 255.55. April hogs down 32 cents to 84.57. May up 52 cents to 90.42. June up 40 cents to 99.70. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets moving mostly lower today as the daily export wire did report 263,000 metric tons sold to Mexico. But early second crop corn should continue to progress nicely in Brazil, and that is helping to pressure the markets. A lot of spread trade as well. Soybeans moving mostly lower as well amid lingering Brazilian harvest pressure into the weekend. Also, there has been some increased farmer selling, and that was pressure markets. Wheat futures mostly higher today as the dollar has fallen back off of their recent highs. Matif wheat is extending fresh highs for its move, but there are stronger euro values, and that had provided some pressure to the market. May corn down a quarter to 440 and a half. July down one and a quarter to 452 and three quarters. September and new crop both down one and a half. September at 461 and three quarters. New crop at 475 and a quarter. May beans down 16 and three quarters to 1195 and a quarter. July down 17 and a quarter to 1208 and a half. August down 16 and a quarter to 1206 and three quarters. New crop down 14 and three quarters to 1189 and a half. May soybean meal down 450 to 339.80. May soybean oil down 83 cents to 47.96. Chicago wheat may up 6 to 6 to 552 and three quarters. July up 5.5 to 567 and a half. Minneapolis wheat may up 3.75 to 660 and a quarter. July up 4.5 to 666. Energy markets lower today. May crude oil down 37 cents to 80.70. June down 41 cents to 80.23. April and May gas steady. April at 273. May at 271. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. The farm bill could follow the appropriations process. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The federal appropriations process could pave the way for other pieces of legislation of importance, like the Farm Bill. Representative Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican and former House Ag Chairman, explains.
There are so many things like the Farm Bill, reauthorizing the Weather Act, NDAA, the National Defense Reauthorization Act. There's so many pieces of legislation that have to have spending allocation numbers to be written. Chairman G.T. Thompson of the Ag Committee is ready to go. He is ready to go with the markup, but we have to know where we are financially.
There are changes that Lucas says producers would like to see in the Farm Bill.
Many of my producers in a variety of crops would like to make adjustments for reference prices. Think about the inflation since 2018. Think about the trade war effect on our producers. Think about the COVID effect on our producers. The safety net, no matter how well structured it was in the 2018 Farm Bill, does not reflect the cost of inputs right now or what it's done to most of the grain commodity prices. We need some extra money.
The question becomes, is there enough time to complete the Farm Bill?
Bear in mind, we're not rewriting the Farm Bill as we did in 2012 and 13 and 14. It's a tweaking. We can do that. We just need some money so we can address reference prices and some of those issues. And if we get our work done in the House, or when we get our work done in the House, I think that will motivate the United States Senate. They just need to pass something, and then we'll take a House pass bill, and whatever they pass, we'll go to a conference committee. We'll do it the way historically legislation has always been put together, especially farm bills, and we'll work out our differences.
Despite the challenges, Lucas says he feels there can be a 2024 Farm Bill.
Absolutely. You've got a situation where you have an incumbent president running for re-election. I've never known an incumbent president who didn't have the biggest ceremony imaginable when they were signing a Farm Bill. We get it to the White House, it'll be signed. Chairwoman Stabenow, she's not running for re-election. She's vacating her seat. So this is her legacy bill. In the House, we just know that the Farm Bill has to be brought up to date to reflect what producers are dealing with. And that gives us a huge incentive. So everybody has a very enlightened self-interest.
Oklahoma Representative Frank Lucas. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A new firefighting foam is offering a soy-based alternative to chemicals. Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, explains.
So last fall, it was brought to our attention that this project was going on through the United Soybean Board. They had funded part of it, but it's a firefighting foam made from soy flour that is safer to the environment, safer to the users, because of the PFAS. That's the big talk in the news that's in the firefighting foam.
Soy flour is the base material, and he says this is another market for soybean farmers.
Correct. And it's not a huge market of soybeans as far as usage. I mean, they were throughout a figure of 12 million bushel a year to start. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. But obviously, we all know somebody that's had a fire or somebody that's a firefighter in your family, and they're all exposed to this. So it really touches all walks of life, and it really could be a big deal and a very good product for the environment, for the safety of those firefighters.
Maloli had a chance to visit the factory in Georgia where the new firefighting foam is being made. A Darlington man has been sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on a southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Lissacum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 years in jail after pleading guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal and intentionally not disposing of carcasses. The charges came after the Lafayette County Sheriff's Department received a call from the Farm Service Agency in March of last year about the dead goats on a farm in Seymour Township. Lissacum was also ordered to pay the victim of his actions more than $240,000 in restitution. A goat in western Minnesota has tested positive for avian flu. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health confirmed the case Wednesday, saying the young goat was on a farm in Stevens County with a poultry flock that had the same virus. The case was discovered after the owner of the farm told state officials about the deaths of some baby goats, and a carcass was taken to the University of Minnesota, where it tested positive for avian flu. Health officials say this is the first domestic ruminant in the U.S. to test positive for avian flu. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Mike Braun introduced new legislation to break down barriers to farming and agriculture land ownership and help Americans pursue careers in farming. The Bipartisan Farm Transition Act of 2024 would, for the first time, stand up the Commission on Farm Transitions to study the issues impacting the transition of agricultural operations to the next generations of farmers and ranchers and make recommendations to address those barriers. As of 2021, seniors aged 65 and older owned more than 40% of the agriculture land in the U.S., that according to American Farmland Trust. This suggests the impending transfer of more than 370 million acres of farmland over the next 2 decades. Despite the current and projected increase in transfer of agricultural land ownership, young and beginning farmers and ranchers struggle to find purchasing farms. One factor is the amount of farmland that's being bought by investment firms, which has risen more than 230% from 2008 to 2023. Additionally, the number of acres owned by foreign entities increased by nearly 65% from 2010 to 2021. The U.S. Grains Council released its 23-24 corn export cargo quality report, which contained good news. The average aggregate quality of U.S. corn samples tested for the report was better than or equal to U.S. number 2 on all grade factors and represented an improvement on the 5-year average of previous crops on several fronts. The council is committed to furthering global food security and mutual economic benefit through trade, said USGC Chair Brent Boyston. The report will assist buyers in making well-informed decisions by providing reliable and timely information about U.S. corn destined for export. The average test weight came in at 58.1 pounds per bushel, which was higher than the previous marketing year and the 5-year average. Chemical analysis showed an 8.9% protein concentration, up from 8.7% last year and the 5-year average. All samples tested below the Food and Drug Administration's action level for aflatoxin. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no. Of course not.
You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The snow will gradually come to an end throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Skies will also begin to clear late in the afternoon. Saturday will be a quiet day before another larger winter storm moves in for Sunday and the first half of next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of snow until early afternoon. Highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the north at 6 to 11. We'll have scattered trace amounts of snow, and 3 hours of sunshine is expected. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 11 to 16, relative humidities at 70 to 75%, north winds at 7 to 12. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 31 to 36, relative humidities at 27 to 32%, north winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the southwest late in the afternoon. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, with snow developing, highs 35 to 40, southeast winds at 18 to 25, gusting to 40. For Monday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow, highs 45 to 50, east winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 40. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow and rain, highs 35 to 40. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door.
putting on that lipstick. Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time. She slides in and you roll down Main Street. You turn right when that red light turns green. Sun sets, now you're halfway to heaven. She picks a song, you turn it up to 11. You say, do you want her? And she says, hell yeah. So you hit the party, all your buddies are jealous. Someday you'll be looking back on your life at the memories. This is gonna be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those. And you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights. One of those nights.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cause when the night falls,
seen a waiter's black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. I don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's leave. Now honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that are not think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about, is getting you home.